This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Pat Hanrahan, President and CEO, United Way of the Plains. Welcome to Issues 2017, Pat.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here. And by the way, congratulations this past week. I understand you had your 5,000th show.
Yep,
Great job.
The Steve and Ted Show on KNSS every morning. Yeah, we had our 5,000th show. Thank you, sir. That takes a lot of patience and staying power to do it.
You may have had more shows than Johnny Carson.
Who knows? Hey, what is the when we're talking about the United Way of the Plains, Pat, what is your geographic territory? How big is the area that you cover and help people?
Well, we raise money in three counties, Sedgwick, obviously, and Butler, and down in Sumner County. But we really serve people throughout the south central Kansas area. If you looked at a map, saw Sedgwick County and the perimeter counties, we're serving people from every one of those counties.
And how many communities do you think? How many cities are involved there?
I'm not sure how many cities there are, but I know it's about 60,000 people that we touch each year through a United Way-funded program.
Wow, 60,000 people.
It's a lot of folks.
Yeah. You know what my next question was? Are you ready? How many people receive some kind of United Way assistance during a year? And you've already talked about that. 60,000.
60,000. I mean, that's a small city.
Has the number fluctuated much over the years? I mean,
it'll go up and down, you know, when there's years we have our laid-off worker center or a disaster, obviously it's going to go up much higher. So we enjoy it being stable.
Now, how many people actually donate to United Way locally?
Well, in terms of donating, it's about 25% of the workforce. That's a lot of people. It's in the thousands, but there's still a lot more out there that are not giving. So we're always on the go to increase our communication, get the word out so that more people will give.
Over the years, you've said on several occasions with me that if just a few more people would sign up while they're on the job, you could exceed your annual goals pretty easily.
It would be very easy to do that. It's just amazing when you look at the numbers. It doesn't take a lot. If everyone gave say they gave the equivalent of 1 hour of their pay each month, you know, the potential we would raise would be well over $50 million. I mean, there's so much good we could do if everybody would participate at that level.
I wonder what's holding them back.
I think you guys
work pretty hard at it. But
we do. And, you know, I don't think it's because people are stingy or they don't care or they don't like United Way. I think it's like any other product. You go buy a new car, you want to know the features. You want to know the mileage. With United Way, people need to know what is it we're supporting, how much does it cost, what kind of services are there. And that's our goal every year, is to get out and tell people. Because I'm convinced when people understand the need and they understand what we're doing, they'll give, and they'll give very generously.
And it's so easy. I mean, when you do the payroll thing, a little pink piece of paper, and they automatically take it out. That's what I've been doing for, past many years, 20 at least.
You know, it really is, and people don't miss it. That may sound strange, but you really don't miss it after you make that first gift and you get in the habit of doing it. It's a few dollars a paycheck, and it's painless.
What is the goal for this year's campaign?
Well, this year's goal is $14,300,000. That's up a good solid 10% from last year, but it's actually less than what we were raising a couple of years ago. We've seen a lot of giving go down. Last year was tough. We had a lot of retirements in the community. The election was an issue. And we also got back from focus groups that insurance was an issue. So as insurance costs went up, people were looking at ways they could save.
When we talk about insurance, talking at work, the premiums.
Medical insurance at work, right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So there are factors that go into it, right? And I was going to, when you said 14, first thing that triggered in my mind, wait a minute, it used to be over 15 you were trying to do.
We were over $15 million. Actually, our high point was a little over $16 million in 2007. We were just coming out of the impact of 9/11,
yeah.
And that was tough on this community. And we were just coming out of that, got up to $16.3 million, and then the Great Recession hit, and, you know, this city has struggled for the last few years, and as the city struggles, the economy struggles, the United Way has struggled.
You know, and you're talking about 2008. I've thought about this a lot lately. That was some sort of watershed year, at least for us here in Wichita and South Central Kansas.
It really was, and it's lasted a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, we're coming out of that now, and we'll see some gains again.
Do you always hit your target, Pat? Are you pretty close?
No, a lot of years we've hit it, but a lot of years we miss it. And you know, that doesn't bother us so much. It's not about making the goal. It's about setting a goal that meets the need. And the more we raise, the more we can help people. So that's the real goal, is how many people can we help? And we do that by setting a monetary goal so people can kind of figure out, you know, what's expected of me. And we try to make that goal. We try to exceed that goal, but it doesn't always work.
Now, who are the biggest corporate contributors? Year in, year out, I think there's one or two that always come through.
Of course, the largest ones are the aircraft companies, Spirit and Textron. And then our third largest giver is Intrust Bank. So we have some very supportive people out there in the manufacturing field, professional field, throughout the community.
Well, Intrust Bank, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Intrust Bank is they just do a bang-up job every year.
You and I know that I'm not sure exactly what you call the people who from United Way who will go into a business, a workplace, such as here at Intercom, will come in, hold a meeting, and they'll explain what it's all about. And what do you call those people? Ambassadors or something?
Yeah, our relationship managers. And then we also have loaned executives who are loaned to us from companies. And they are like our ambassadors that go out and tell the United Way story, answer people's questions, and help them sign that pledge card.
Now, is that pretty effective when they get out and tell the story?
I think the best way to get people to give is through those kinds of meetings. For the reasons I talked about earlier, that people need to know what it is we're doing with their money. And they need to have a chance to ask questions and get good answers. So often, there's all kinds of urban legends that get out there. And so we really welcome that chance to give people the facts when they ask us a question.
Now, do you call businesses or you wait for them to call you and say, can you send somebody else to talk to us?
Oh, no. We go out and actively call
businesses. Pretty actively,
business.
Yeah.
But we miss a lot of business, especially smaller businesses. So we're always anxious if people would like to get involved, they can give us a call.
Okay. You got a phone number there?
I'll give you the easiest phone number there is, and that's 211.
I've got a question about 211 yep. coming up. See, you're way ahead of me on this. Why don't we swap mics and you do this part and I do your part? You talked about this just a moment ago, but I'd like to hear a little more about it and how the local economy has impacted fundraising over the years. It's been at least two events that have had a huge impact in Wichita, right?
Yeah, the economy has been real sluggish. It's impacted United Way. It's impacted the whole nonprofit community. And at the same time that's going on, a lot of nonprofits have lost grants either at the state level, county level, or federal level. And so that puts a real squeeze on the nonprofit community. But the needs don't go away. There's people out there really in needing help. Children who are handicapped. We're doing a lot of work with the homeless, getting them off the streets, and we're seeing some success there. So needs are going up. money is tightening up, and that makes a real challenge.
What you mentioned earlier is, I think, is an excellent point. I'm sure this happens in a lot of companies. Okay, you're cruising along, and they say there's no inflation at all, and this and that and the other. And oh, by the way, we're not raising salaries again this year. Oh, by the way, but your premium for your insurance is going up. So that takes kind of the wages you're going down over the years. People are losing ground.
It really is a challenge, and I get it. I mean, you know, if you're a family and you got costs and all of a sudden insurance goes up, you're looking at ways where you can save a dollar, and sometimes you look at that voluntary charitable gift, but the agencies need that money, and the people that are being served need those funds. So it's a challenge, and you know, last year we had a lot of retirements in the community. And the people who are the largest givers are older because, you know, the kids are gone, the bills are paid, and so forth. And so we have a lot of new people coming in, and younger folks have a lot more expenses. And then there's the whole issue of millennials and how they give. They're different than young people we've seen in past generations.
Yeah. And the thing is that you're working right now and you've got a good job, but maybe you're a couple of paychecks away from, hey, calling United Way and saying, I need some help from the other side now.
There's those kinds of issues. We have a little girl in our campaign video this year who is a pretty dramatic example of how things can change, but she's in a wheelchair and paralyzed, uses her mouth to blow into a tube to move the chair around. When she was 4 years old, she was a perfectly normal
child.
Healthy child, and there was a car accident that left her paralyzed. Now, that's a very dramatic example, but every day we see small examples of how life today is normal, and tomorrow something changes and you need help, and that's where United Way-funded agencies come in.
Now, talk to me a little bit about the 2-1-1 number. Still in effect, still working, and you probably made pretty good use of the 2-1-1 over the past couple of years.
2-1-1 is one of our greatest programs. It's a simple number for people to call in and ask for information. I think my child might be on drugs. Where can I go for help? Spouse and I are having troubles. How can we get counseling? Where can we get food? How can we get housing? All throughout the state of Kansas, if you dial 211, we're going to answer the phone, and a live person's going to talk to you about the issues that you have and where you can go to get help. And we just saw recently an example of how important 211 is. Not here, but we saw it in Houston, and we saw it again in Florida. United Way's run 211s around the country, and many times when 911 is down, 211's still going, and it helps offload from 911 important calls, but not the kind of calls that need to go to the emergency number.
Right. So there are 211s all over the country, then?
All across the country.
Did not realize that.
It first started in Atlanta. And we're very proud. In fact, we're one of the few that's statewide. And that just makes it much easier to service the entire state as opposed to one city versus another.
You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Entercom radio stations. And our guest is Pat Hanrahan, President and CEO, United Way of the Plains. Pat, how many local organizations receive United Way assistance?
Right now, we've got a little over 30 agencies providing 70 different programs in the community. It's a wide variety of things, from the young child to someone who needs hospice at the end of life, all kinds of things in between.
Is that number of agencies up or down?
That number is down a little bit.
I was thinking it was closer to 33 or 4 at one point.
Yep,
anyway.
It's been stable, but you know, that's okay. Some years it's going to go up, some years it's going to go down. What that shows is that we are making changes, we are looking at priorities, and we will fund different agencies and programs based on priorities. And sometimes we add, and sometimes, you know, some go away.
Yeah, the community is going to change. There are going to be different needs.
Exactly.
And the population, demographics, and all that comes right into play. Well, let's talk about some of the programs. Tell me about what kind of help is available for children in our community from United Way.
Well, there's all kinds of programs that United Way supports for children. It can be like Rainbows United, where there's handicaps involved. It can be programs at the Children's Home, Wichita Children's Home, for children that are living in some pretty pathetic situations, and oftentimes the police will take them out so that they have a stable place to live. There's the traditional programs of character building, like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, Boys and Girls Club for recreational after school, Big Brothers and Big Sisters with mentors. So there's a wide variety of services for children offered through United Way funded programs.
You talked about the dramatic case of the young girl, and who helps somebody like that who's been placed
in that case? United Cerebral Palsy came in because a lot of people don't know it, but United Cerebral Palsy has an absolutely excellent wheelchair engineering program here.
Right.
In fact, the family of this young girl said that they've gone several places and found that Wichita was the best place for them to have that wheelchair engineered and built for her.
Wow.
So that's one place that they're getting help.
Now, talk about some of the services that might be available for seniors through United Way.
Well, with seniors, of course, Senior Services is the largest program, and they're going through a remodeling program as they're adapting for a new generation of seniors. The baby boomers are different in terms of their wanting to be more active and so forth, and that agency is working to adapt for the needs of a new generation. They also provide Meals on Wheels, which sometimes is the only hot meal that a poor person, an elderly poor person, will receive. So it's really, in that situation, kind of a life and death deal. I mean, it's hot food that they need and they can't afford.
Tell me about what are you doing in the area of health care? Now, you've talked to us, you've brushed on that a little bit here with the story about the little girl, but generally speaking, health care, what are you doing there?
Well, there's the traditional agencies, like I mentioned, like United Cerebral Palsy and Rainbows United. But one of my proudest moments with this United Way goes back to 1999 when we helped form what's now known as Project Access. And it's very much a volunteer program. Doctors, physicians volunteering their time to help patients that don't have the insurance they need for surgeries and things like that. The hospitals are involved, pharmacies are involved, a lot of donated care. That program, we still assist for about $250,000 a year to provide some of the core services. But over those years, since 99, they have provided well in excess of $150 million in donated care.
Wow.
That's how United Way can take a gift and add value to it in the community.
Now, if you're listening this morning, we've probably mentioned something that might interest you. Again, the call 211.
That's right.
And they're the people who can tell you about it.
Call 211 if you want to find out about information, if you want to know more about United Way. That's an easy number to call, and they can hook you up to someone there that can answer questions.
We're talking about the area of education now for just a minute. And of course, you've talked about loaning the executives and going into businesses and so forth. What other ways do you educate the public? I know if you've got a web page, everybody does. You keep that pretty well up to date and keep that active?
We try to keep that up to date and getting more and more into social media. I mentioned millennials earlier, and that's how they're going to communicate with us. And in fact, we have a group of young people that said, don't send us something in the mail. You know, we put it on the web, put it on a site for them. So,
right.
And so it's a new area, and we're adapting to it quickly.
Well, yeah, and just like any other black car business here or any other enterprise that deals with the public, you have to understand social media and all the new ways that we communicate with
each
other.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you share for us this morning a couple of success stories? You shared one about the little girl in the wheelchair. Can you share a couple more success stories about how the United Way has had an impact on somebody's life?
Well, I think right now one of our success stories is our Be There initiative, which is all about getting kids who are chronically absent to stay in school. It's not the child that's wanting to gyp school. It's all about maybe a single mom who can't afford babysitting and has a younger child get sick, so she holds the 12-year-old at home. Or we know of a grandmother who's elderly and sick, and she's trying to raise three kids and send them to school. But we have a program in the South, in the West High area, the seven feeder schools there, helping these kids. And we're now in the third year. We're seeing attendance is getting better. We're seeing that the children involved in this program, their math scores, 94% of them have improved math scores, and 70-some percent of them have improved reading skills. That's a long-term success, because if we can keep them in school, they don't drop out, they don't get in gangs, maybe they go on to a tech school or college, they're going to get a job that's better than what they would have had. They're going to have a much happier life because we were able to help them stay into school.
Well, how do you find those kids? Are the schools help you find the ones who are having problems?
That's part of the value add of United Way, of bringing the community together. Yeah. In this case, we work with USD 259, who have identified kids that are having problems. And our mentor relationship, we work with them, staff work with them through the PANDO initiative, and we make improvements. We work with the families and try to work out the problems.
What's new on the horizon? Anything you can talk about?
Well, I think we've got some things coming down the pike where we're going to be working in some particular neighborhoods to improve, some areas where maybe the crime rate's high and there's poverty. We're looking at bringing the community together to work on some of those issues, and hopefully later in the year we'll have more to say about that.
Now, when are you going to announce? You make the big breakfast and you announce what the goal is, and then do you have another one later on here in November?
Yeah, we'll get somewhere in the mid November time period, and we'll wrap the campaign up and make an announcement on what we did.
How about the homeless situation? Are we making a dent there at all?
You know, I think we are. There's a lot of homeless on the streets.
Talk about homeless. There's a lot of homeless kids going to school.
A lot of homeless kids.
Yeah.
There really are. People don't think about that. You kind of keep in your mind the stereotype of the homeless, but there's a lot of very innocent children that are homeless. But we're making some progress, I think. United Way was a pilot of something called getting a homeless person into a home first and then wrapping services around them.
Yeah.
And we're seeing, you know, about 90% of the people a year later are still off the streets. So there are programs out there that we're working on, and I think we're making some improvements there. I don't think people want to be homeless. I think there's issues.
There might be one or two that's where they want to be.
There could be a few, but a lot of alcoholism and drugs and things like that. And those are mental health issues that need to be worked on.
Now, tell us about your volunteers. Everybody likes to talk about their volunteers. You know, seems like Wichita is a volunteer town.
Wichita is a volunteer town, and we run something called the Volunteer Center. We're seeing more and more companies want to do group projects, team projects as an employee group. So we work with companies, as they call us. We work with individuals who call in and they tell us what their skills are, what their times are, the type of, I want to help kids, I want to help older people, and we can hook them up with the right volunteer opportunity.
All right. So the volunteers are important. I'm just going to ask, I always like to ask for numbers, but you probably don't know how many volunteers you've got working for you.
It's hard. I know it's...
Because there's all these agencies. Right?
I know that we touch probably 5,000 people through the Volunteer Center each year.
Really?
But if you look at all the agencies and everything, there are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people who volunteer in Wichita.
Well, if you who are listening this morning, if something here has captured your interest, you may want to give them a call. Maybe you'll want to have somebody come out and talk to your business or talk about how you can be involved with United Way. And again, 211, or you want to want the business number too, or just 211?
Call 211 and they can get you hooked up to the Volunteer Center, and we'd love to talk to them.
Pat, I'll give you an opportunity here as we get toward the end of the program this morning to just, I hate to use a crass word like make the pitch, but tell our listeners why exactly you think they ought to be involved and why they should pledge to help out the United Way.
I think people should be involved in United Way because we really are kind of the community at large. We look at the needs of the community. We look at the priorities of the community. People have different agencies they like to give to, and that's fine. But United Way tries to put together a mosaic of community needs and based on priorities. So you can be assured it's money going to priorities, it's going to be well spent, and we'll use the lowest amount of overhead. We add value to the gift you give.
And a lot of people will look at folks in need and say, well, they deserve that. They should be better educated. They should take care of themselves. But like you pointed out earlier, there are a lot of cases where we're one incident or one life event away from needing the United Way.
If you sit down and talk to some of those folks, there's a lot of different cases that people, everything was going fine, and something happened.
Is this fun work for you? I mean, you've been doing it a while. Is it rewarding? I bet it is.
You know, it really is, because every year I work with different people. Like our campaign chairman this year is the chief technology officer at Spirit, John Pilla. He's doing a great job. I get to work with bankers and lawyers and teachers and people from labor unions. It's fun.
All right. Hey, Pat, as always, thanks for spending some time with us. And you can be sure that I'm going to make a pledge again this year for the United Way. I always do. Our guest, Pat Hanrahan, president and CEO of United Way of the Plains. That's all for this edition of Issues 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.